Hi, this is Merity Duddleston. I met Artist Year AmeriCorps member Coralie Michelle Francois right before she taught the building blocks of dance to a small group of physical education students. She performed and taught dance in college and also through the Wissahickon Dance Academy. I started by asking her to describe how her day goes with the students at SALT.
So I have pretty much two different days. So my Spanish days, I am with them all day. So all of the periods that Spanish teacher is teaching, I go in. For right now, our curriculum is still flamenco. So I'm going in, teaching them a little bit about flamenco, getting them moving and not in their seat the whole time, showing them videos as well so they can see the culture behind it, know the history behind it. When I'm not in Spanish classes, I'm in the PE classes. So what I do there is take out five kids, their pullout groups from each class, and they come in with me in a small space, and we actually have our own mini dance class so that they can get used to moving and different things like that in a different way. For the second semester, for 10th grade, I'll actually be going into their class with the full class and actually teaching them in there.
What have you noticed about how they respond to what you do?
It's funny because a lot of the times when I'm pulling them out, they have like this face. They're like, oh, I don't want to dance. Like, I just want to be in PE. And then they come into the class and most of the time they're laughing and having a good time. And it's really fun to see that switch and like, oh, I don't want to dance because it's only like ballet kind of thing. And when they come in here, they're like, oh, it's actually a lot different and a lot harder. So I have them doing things that we would do like in a normal dance class, like ab workouts. So they think that this is only for like twirling and spinning and different things like that. But when they come into class and they see that it's a hard workout and they have to do ab workouts, crunches, and then they're like, oh, this is actually me working out and not just the dancing that they thought it was. So it's a whole different experience for them, which is really cool.
Will classes often get started with basic exercises and that sort of thing, and then you move into dance?
Usually a dance class will be warm up and stretching, and then you go into across the floor and then center, and you do all of these dance moves there. But for this class, I really wanted to get them into dance in a different way, so slow it down for them and show them the steps into going into dance, not just a full dance class right away. So they've been doing things like learning how to balance first thing first, just so that they can see how much to work on that balance and also how much it applies to sports that they play. So I'm trying to incorporate dance into their curriculum, but also have them interested in it and see how it ties into different areas of their lives.
Have you gotten any feedback from them, or how do you know whether you're connecting with them?
Yeah. So I've been doing things like what I wish my teacher knew, papers, and a lot of the times they would be like, I didn't like dance to start with, but I actually kind of enjoy it in this class, which is so great for me to see that. Also, there was this one kid that I had a couple weeks ago, and he was actually in PE. His friends were in my class. And he came out of PE and he goes, I heard the ballet class was live. And I was like, what does that mean? And he was like, no, it was lit. It was good. And I was like, oh, okay. So that means they had fun. So I've had like little instances like that where it was really fun to see not even people in my class, but other people saying how other people liked it.
What would you like to get across to them?
Biggest thing I would like to get across to them is that dance is what you do every day. The way you sit is the way you dance. The way you walk is the way you dance. But also that it applies to their lives in so many different ways and can help them in so many different ways. Dance allows you to look into creativity. So different things like making your own choreography, finding different steps. And also, if you're doing things like football or basketball, it helps you so much with balance, with understanding the way other people move, and also immersing different people into different cultures is what I want to show them.
Why do you think this is important?
Because they are learning something new that is going to help them later on in their life. So their creativity, they're learning that. They're learning how to balance their lives as well as balance actually in real life on their feet. I feel like it's important for them to understand dance because that helps them understand themselves and their abilities and how they can push through those abilities.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.